say that on this day, a million years ago, a dude was born who most of us think was magic. But others don't, and that's cool. But we're probably right. Amen.
Hi, this is Alana from Sauk Hill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acra, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists are hosting a Meet the Labor Movement in the Hudson Valley Zoom event on Tuesday, December 7th, with local union representatives including Beth Wilson, Brian Nelson, Sarah Dowd, Ashwini Sukanthankar, and others. There's RSVP online. It's one of the many events in the community calendar at WGXC.org. You can find out more information there about the Meet the Labor Movement event, Tuesday, December 7th, online from the Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXC every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson looking for a parking space and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll. It was Chris Forsythe, my latest guitar hero. Now, you won't hear Chris on other stations in Columbia or Greene counties. That's what's magical about WGXC. Tune in anytime and you'll likely hear something new and interesting. Did you know that for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep WGXC an oasis in a sonic desert? Just click donate at WGXC.org or call 518-697-7400. To keep creative community radio for open ears on the air for you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Fleischman of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Ted Rimsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County has a lingering shortage of emergency medical technicians to work on first responder crews. Local EMS agencies say staffing is a major issue. Greene County Legislature Chairman Pat Linger, a Republican from New Baltimore, said, and I quote, "I'm sure each agency could use 3 to 5 more EMTs," end quote. The issue is not pandemic-related. Linger said, and I quote, "I think it was 2013 when they started the first Greene County Ambulance Task Force. This issue has been around for a very long time. There was a task force set up, and they did a lot of mulling over data, and they came up with a plan to move forward. 4 years ago, it had boiled down to 2 separate proposals, one for the mountaintop and one for the northern end of the valley. We had Catskill, Cairo, and Durham at that time did not want to take part in the system, which kind of split the county in half. At the end of the day, when tallies and votes were taken by the town boards that would have to agree to move into that type of program, there was not enough support for it, and it died on the vine," end quote. The state used to provide reimbursements for EMS training, and Coxsackie Legislature Thomas Hobart suggested Greene County might have to do that now. Hobart said at a December 1st meeting of the Public Safety Committee, and I quote, I think ultimately, as a legislature, we should consider a scholarship fund in order to get the people who have been deterred because of the cost of it to make them whole. At least that's a start in the right direction to provide services to all of the agencies and to ultimately the people of Greene County, end quote. It may take more money than training costs to lure people to the profession, as most EMTs in the county make barely over minimum wage. Durham legislator Pat Handel said, and I quote, "I don't understand why the wages are so low. It's such a needed service that I'm incredulous," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that the Town of Ulster Board voted December 2nd to allow cannabis sales but prohibit consumption lounges. Board member Eric Kitchen said, and I quote, "I think that New York State has not outlined or put any details into any of this on-site consumption, so the town really has no guidelines to follow," end quote. New York legalized cannabis in April, and municipalities have until December 31st to opt out of having retail sales or consumption lounges within their borders. Sales aren't expected to begin until sometime in 2022. The board voted to limit sales to the town's highway commercial and regional commercial districts. The board also decided to limit cannabis sales to 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 6 p.m. Sunday, and restrict shops from being closer than 1,500 feet from each other. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Rebecca F. Ward reports for the Times Union that this week Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill making the slaughter of thoroughbred and standardbred racehorses in New York a misdemeanor beginning next month. But the practice will be allowed to continue as horses outside the racing industry are often shipped on livestock trucks through New York alongside thoroughbreds to be slaughtered for human consumption in Canada. But anyone slaughtering a racehorse in New York will now get fines of up to $1,000 per horse. And racehorses who are now tattooed inside their inner lip for identification will also get a microchip implanted to track their whereabouts. State Senator Joseph P. Abadabo Jr. said, and I quote, "Greater oversight includes ensuring there is appropriate funding available for aftercare microchipping to track ownership and holding owners accountable for instances of slaughter. All are critical to improving the racing industry and future fate of horses," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 26 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth LeJudis of Hanacroy, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Number 10.
That was 2021 new music from Kate LeBon. The song was Running Away on the radio at WGXC.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Next on WGXC, we hear from David Grubbs and Riley Walker from their 2021 album, A Tap on the Shoulder. This is The Madman from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
number.
Eight.
That was the song Rocos Rojas from jazz legend William Parker's 2021 album Mayan Space Station, where the bass player was joined by Ava Mendoza on electric guitar and Gerald Cleaver on drums.
Number 7.
Radio is a never-ending series of transitions if you look at it from a step back. And Negative Land does here on this track called Sequitur from their 2021 release No Brain.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please. 6 ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things, they seem to follow quite naturally from other things. The real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't, it seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor, variable,
Sarsaparilla,
white, losing its identity for a time, good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your
nose. And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Pink toothbrush.
She
ran home for a meatloaf sandwich. Let's wait
what?
For
it. She had a dim window.
There is so much coming in.
Time magazine.
Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
Fair
we should.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
An octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss.
More vanilla.
And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have 6 butts, not 6 boobs. Because you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
It's okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
And again, so I'll convince myself that I was just what you see in Pharaoh's.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
By the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is
trending. I love the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with bleeping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Freaking roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind. Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
Number
6.
Number
5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
That was Riley Walker and Ryan Jewell with Andrew Scott Young. The song is Crazy Music from the album Post Wook from 2021.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC. Thank you. Three. Next, we hear from Luke Stewart on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devin Waldman on sax. The song's called Red Hook Blues Got Me Smilin'. It's from the 2021 album Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
number
two.
That was Aaron Dilloway and Lucretia Dalt, the song Demands of Ordinary Devotion from their 2021 album Lucy and Aaron on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one.
Let's go higher now.